At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, it's time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, this one could be yours.
Mm-hmm. It could be. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Subject, my neighbor's T-shirt in our garage. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 44-year-old married woman, and my husband broke his leg in several places in a bad car crash. He's been off his feet for 3 months, and I set him up in our downstairs bedroom. He owns a car wash and has always been very active, so when he couldn't go to work or do anything around the house, he went through a bout of depression. The medication made him sleep a lot, and I felt really bad for him. Now that he's up and back on his feet, he's got a bad attitude, and the smallest thing set him off, and all we do is argue. He was in the garage yesterday putting out trash, and he saw a man's T-shirt behind the garbage can. I had no idea whose shirt it was because he often takes my old T-shirts and his old T-shirts to the car wash to use as rags. I didn't even think that it could be our neighbor's shirt, but it was. When my husband was down and out, our next door neighbors came to my aid. They're a very Christian couple and sweet as can be. The husband helped me with putting out the trash, and he helped with keeping the yard up. The wife made a couple of meals for us, and she did a few grocery store runs for me. I owe them the world for their help, but my husband has been very disrespectful because he found the neighbor's T-shirt. I told my husband that the man probably took the shirt off while he was helping us because it was really hot, or he meant to throw the shirt away because it was too soiled. My husband thinks I was sneaking around with this much older, overweight man next door. It's so embarrassing, and I can't stand the way he's treating them. I can't apologize enough to the neighbors. How do I get my crazy husband to stop tripping? Well, if I were you, I would just stop entertaining this foolishness. I would just stop. I wouldn't even pay attention to it. Your husband knows better. He knows the T-shirt was there just for the reason you said. Either your neighbor meant to throw it away when he was over there helping, or he took the shirt off because it was too hot. It takes two people to argue, so just stop arguing with him about this. He's back up and on his feet now, thanks to you guys. So what's his problem now? He's ungrateful. I think that's what it is. He's just ungrateful. And that's a character flaw. I mean, the people went out of their way to help him and you while he was down. And this is the thanks that you all get. I say let him know, sit him down, let him know that he can stay stuck on stupid if he wants to, but you want no part of his bad behavior. When he brings it up again, ignore him. Remind him that just life is too short to be arguing over this dumb stuff. He should be thanking you. He should be loving you right now, but you know, for how well you took care of him during those 3 months. He should be glad to be alive after that horrible car accident and treating the neighbors with kindness and respect as well. This is crazy, and you're right. Your husband is crazy. Hopefully, he'll get it together. Maybe it's the meds. Maybe, is he still on the meds?
Nope.
Maybe it's the meds. Check that nope. out. Anyway, I'm done. Steve?
You know, that ain't it, Shirley. I got you, babe. Don't worry about it. Beautiful response. I love the way you handled it and everything. It made a lot of sense, everything you were saying. This is a man issue. Let me go and take it from here. Here, I got some little insight on this. I know this story all too well right here. I've seen this movie before. I know how it ended. Now, I'm going to guide you through this letter. I'm going to tell you what it is. I know y'all always think I'm always talking about this hill, but I know what I'm talking about when it come to men. This is a man issue. 44-year-old lady, husband broke his leg in several places.
Really?
In a car crash. He been off his feet for 3 months. All this is key information. You set him up in the downstairs bedroom. Now, he had car wash. He's always been very active. But when he couldn't go to work or do anything around the house, he went through a bout of depression. Medication made him sleep a lot. I really felt bad for him. Now he's up and back on his feet, but he's got a bad attitude, and the smallest things set him off. And all we do is argue. Here is the letter right here. What happened is your husband has allowed his condition to affect his attitude instead of his attitude controlling the condition. He broke his leg. He ain't lose his leg. Ain't like somebody came, took it off. There are people who are amputees who have the most courage and have the best attitude of people I've seen with two legs. They don't stop, won't stop, can't stop. They do things that people with two legs wouldn't even dare to attempt. They out there skiing. They out there snowboarding. They out there climbing. They out there playing sports. They in leagues and everything. And your husband sat over here and broke his little leg. Now he ain't the same no more. Now hear what really happened. And this where the ladies is going to disagree.
Okay.
Sat around on his for 3 months, sleeping and eating. Now he fat. He done gained weight now. Mm-hmm. Now with this new weight gain, he now got a bad attitude. Now he mad at everybody else because he broke his leg. Mm-hmm. Now he fat. He ain't what he was. Set up 3 months of sleeping and eating. Oh, this boy done swole. Now we'll get into the t-shirt when I come back and tell you why he's overreacting about this t-shirt. And I'm going to tell you how you should have handled the t-shirt.
All right. Here comes some more lies. We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up to today's Strawberry Letter. My neighbor's t-shirt is in our garage. My neighbor's t-shirt in our garage. That's coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after this.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. My neighbor's T-shirt in our garage.
Well, here we go. This 44-year-old woman is married to this man that had a car wash, always been very active, but he got in a car accident and he broke his leg in three places. Now, he wasn't active anymore for 3 months. He been sitting around eating. The meds got him sleepy all the time, eating and sleeping and sitting around doing nothing. Calorie count is high. Taters just sitting up there with gravy in a cup with a straw in it. Just gravy and beverage.
He can't chew.
Fat just sitting up just picking up weight. You felt bad for him. Now he back on his feet. He got a bad attitude. Smallest thing set him off, and all we do is argue. He ain't what he was. He done let the condition of the breakage affect his attitude instead of letting his attitude affect the condition of the break. He didn't have to change. He changed on his own. Now, he in the garage the other day putting out the trash. Here the problem. He saw a man's T-shirt behind the garbage can. I had no idea whose shirt it was because he often takes our old T-shirts up to the car wash, use them as rags. Right there. You had no idea who the T-shirt was. I didn't even think it could be our neighbor's T-shirt, okay? But it was. What you mean, but it was? You had no idea it could be your neighbor's T-shirt, but it was. How? Who brought it up? Who suggested that this is the neighbor's T-shirt? Shut your mouth. Stupid.
So she shouldn't have said anything?
About what? She already said she has no idea who the T-shirt was. Because he often take the T-shirts to the car wash. Mm-hmm. I didn't even think it could be our neighbor's shirt, but it was. What the hell you mean, but it was? Stick to your story. You don't know nothing about the T-shirt. What is wrong with y'all? You didn't even have to lie. You could have just stuck to your story. When my husband was down and out, our next door neighbor came to my aid. This ain't looking good. They are very Christian couple, sweet as can be. Christians have affairs. The husband helped me by putting out the trash, and he helped keeping the yard up. And the wife made a couple meals for us. She did a grocery store run for me. I owe them the world for that. Well, why are they all helping you cook and running the stove for you and take the trash out? What happened to your lady?
She can't do everything.
What was she doing? Fat boy was in here asleep. He can't go nowhere. Ain't like he had to sit there and pee on himself. What is she doing? He broke his leg. He ain't got bowel trouble.
She did not have sex with that man.
I didn't know. I know she didn't. I know she didn't. But shut your mouth. You don't know whose T-shirt it is. Why you talking about, it is his. I owe them the world for helping, but my husband been very disrespectful because he found out the neighbor T-shirt, but he disrespectful to you, though. See, I told my husband that the man probably took the shirt off while he was helping. What did you just say? You told your husband that the man probably took the shirt off while he was helping us because it was really hot. What the hell you taking your shirt off for? Hell no. You just said you didn't know whose T-shirt it was. Now you creating scenarios and stories for his dumb to latch on to. Now he done took his shirt off because it's too hot. It ain't that hot. He meant to throw the show away, but it was too sore. My husband think I was sneaking around with this much older, overweight man next door. And you know why he was thinking you might be messing around with the much older, overweight man next door? Because you're still messing around with his now much overweight because he done sat up in here and beating ding-dongs and chips for 3 months with his little bro. You mean broke leg? He broke his leg, so what? But all you had to do was shut your mouth. Here you are creating scenarios. Ain't got nothing to do with nothing. He probably took his shirt off helping
yeah.
him. He got hot. What old fat Christian you know do that?
Are you for real?
Deacon Patterson used to work every week on the building for he never took his shirt off. Put steps down to the basement of the church. They never took his shirt off. How the hell? We didn't have air conditioning in church.
Why are we talking about Deacon Patterson?
It's so embarrassing that I can't stand the way he treating them. I can't apologize enough for that. How can I get my crazy husband to stop tripping? Your husband's stupid. He mad at himself because he was in the car accident. Now he want everybody to feel sorry for him. Should have stuck to your story. There is no solution for this. Except now you have learned a lesson. Quit running your
mouth. Yeah, ignore him.
The story is, I don't know whose shirt it is. Don't be in there talking about no, he probably took it off when he got hot. That's stupid. You just putting bullets in the gun.
All right. Thank you, Lord, Steve. It's time.
Why y'all run y'all mouth?
For you to leave your comments on today's letter on Instagram.
Shut up.
Steve Harvey FM and check out the Strawberry Letter on demand, okay? So she should have just been quiet, huh?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.